Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and for my needs. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous his grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and for my need. And for today I humbly seek thy favor, Lord, and ask that thou should smile on things I do. Them shifting sands of doubt are all around me, but they shall never take my eyes from you. And shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous his grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and for my needs. If not for grace, my soul would be a drifting ship with no safe harbor from those angry waves. But Calvary's cross shines brightly through the darkest storm, and just in time his mercy rescued me. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous his grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and for my need. He looked beyond my faults and so my need. Amen.
Sister Angel. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of these days, Brother Brian will have a CD. Brother Brian Mortar CD. Amen.
Bless you, saints. Bless you.
One night I had a dream. I was walking on the beach. There were two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me and the other to my Lord. He was walking close beside me through this land. But then I noticed something as my steps grew hard to bear. Only one set of footprints in the sand. He said, Lord, you never leave me. So why are they alone? Just when I needed you more.
I'll just sing the song I wanted to sing. Very good song, has a good principle behind it. I'll just, if I can find it here, I'll just read the words to you. It's a song written by a brother who passed away some years back. He was very talented. And the song is called Prisoners of Love. I had a picture of it here. No, I'm so sorry. My thing is all mixed up here. I'll just do it again. It's called Prisoners of Love. The prophet, when I listen to the, think of the words of the song, and I can only imagine where the brother would have got his inspiration. It's from that principle of Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Brother Branham says we are prisoners of love. And listen to the words. That's all I want you to hear, the words.
Oh, prisoners of love, prisoners of love, the master has need of thee. Who shall build the Lord's house, a magnificent sanctuary, but a people he has chosen to bear his name. Yesterday, today, and forever, his awesome power remains the same. Arise and be doing, Lord be with. Who shall build the Lord's house, a magnificent sanctuary? Arise and be doing, the Lord be with thee. We shall build the Lord's house, a magnificent sanctuary. Come forth, my sons, with wisdom and skill. My anointing is on thee. Who shall lay any hindrance when I've ordained the victory? Take your hammer and my sword. Be thou courageous and strong. Only believe my word. It's a paradox I will perform. Arise and be doing, the Lord be with thee. Who shall build the Lord's house, a magnificent sanctuary? Arise and be doing, Lord be with thee. We shall build the Lord's house, a magnificent sanctuary. Take forth my yoke, my love slaves, for it's easy and my burden is light. Who shall serve the Lord thy God with all his strength, his power and might? But his people he has taken from the depths of a miry clay. Believe my word, it's a paradox I will perform. Arise and be doing, the Lord be with thee. Who shall build the Lord's house, a magnificent sanctuary? Arise and be doing, the Lord be with you. We shall build the Lord's house, a magnificent sanctuary. Arise.
See? let's sing before we get into the word. Excuse me.
I enter the holies of holies.
If you can stand, stand up.
I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Would I worship you? I worship. Lord, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. Only you, my Lord, I worship.
Enter in this morning, hallelujah.
We enter into the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days, to honor Him for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name for his mercies unto us. Oh, give thanks to the ancient of. We give you thanks, my Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient. Oh, Lord, we give you thanks. Give thanks to the ancient of. For answering Sister Deborah's request. Give thanks to the ancient of. All you do to us. Give thanks to the ancient of. For your mercies day by day. Give thanks to the ancient. Lord, we give you thanks. For putting us here in Dublin. Give thanks to the ancient. Oh, we give you thanks, my Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of day. Oh, give thanks to the ancient of day. Take me past the outcourts, to that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Lord, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal this morning. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. I enter the holies of holies.
Let the weight, hallelujah.
Oh, let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us.
Let the weight of your glory, the weight of your glory fall. I enter the holiest of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter
for to worship you only, my Lord. I enter to honor I am. Oh Lord, I will. We worship you, Lord. From our hearts I worship. Lord, we worship you, Lord. I will. We worship you, my Lord. I worship. Oh,
for your name.
Let's worship him this morning.
I enter through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I enter
to worship you,
holy.
Only to worship you, Lord.
I enter to honor you.
Oh, Lord,
I walk. Let's get for worship him this morning. The Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, is right here this morning. Let's worship Him. Let us raise His name. The only other name, there's no other name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, Lord. We bless you, Lord, this morning. We bless you, Lord, this morning. We give you the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the brightness of the day. Thank you for the breeze of life that is blowing. Thank you for the sunshine, oh Lord. Oh, who is like unto you? We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank Thank you for the name. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the throne. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
You are so.
Oh, yeah. This morning we have a prayer request here. Brother, stay. We have a prayer request here. That's from our sister Deirdre. He said, "Can the church continue to pray for my brother-in-law, John Bell? I had overheard a testimony that has already been given. I received it also from Pastor that there has been improvement in our precious brother. Amen. And even we are not going to say that there is improvement. We are going to say he is healed. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. He is healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Then we have also our precious brother Eli asking for prayer for his son, James, who was injured yesterday, and he had to rush him to the hospital. And he said he may be late, but I can see he's already here. Oh, praise the Lord. How many believe that our God, the healer, is here this morning? Oh, do you believe it? Let us now bow down this and remember these requests before the Lord, because he knows it even before we utter any word. Let us say, Lord, we believe that, oh God, this request, Lord, even before they were written, oh Lord, you knew it, oh God. Amen. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you that our precious brother, even when the request came last week, we prayed, oh God. And, Lord, we believe he's already healed. Amen. And, Lord, we thank you for our little boy, oh, who got injured, oh Lord. Father, we know how you love little children. Father, let your hands of healing, oh God, touch him, oh God, in this hour. Father, we believe that this hour, Lord Jesus, our request, oh, has come to thy throne of mercy. And that your healing power this morning, oh, has rushed through every request, Lord, that lays before your altar this morning. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Heavenly Father, even as we once again want to say thank you, O God, for ushering us into the beginning of another week. Oh, what a wonderful day that, Lord, you have made for us, for your children to be glad and rejoice in it. Father, we know the day that you created heaven and earth, you saw this day. You saw your children that they will be gathered here this morning. And Father, you prepared, O Lord, something for them, O God. And so, Lord, this morning as we have come, oh God, we come with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. A sacrifice that, Lord, you say you will never despise, Lord. Father, prepare our hearts, Lord Jesus, even as the Holy Spirit is here, oh God, oh, to open the word who is the author of it, oh God. Father, we pray that, Lord, they will find a place, oh God, in our hearts, preparing us, oh Lord, to receive your word that is seed, oh God. That, Lord, we will not be only hearers. But when this word, Lord, as they are alive, when they come, oh God, oh, let it be seen in our lives, Lord. Father, bless your word and make it alive unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment before we read the word? Musicians, just be seated for a moment. God bless you. We thank the Lord for bringing us to the beginning of another week. We are all grateful to the Lord that he took us through the week. And this morning we've received what a wonderful day. The beautiful sunshine, the breeze of life that is blowing. And the grace that he has given to us to find ourselves in no other place but in his house. Amen. We thank God. we have, our brother Caleb and Stephen, they were here last Friday night. We fellowship with them. They're from Canada. And brethren, once again, we say welcome to you. Amen. And then brother Emil, am I right? Glory to bless you. He was also here yesterday night. And we had a wonderful time. Last Friday night, we had a wonderful time. Amen. We had a blessed assurance from the Lord last Friday when we read something from Revelation 3:4. He said, "Thou hast few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me, for they are worthy." Praise the Lord. For we know that there is only one that is worthy. That is God. That is Jesus Christ. He is the only one that is worthy. But this one who is only the worthy, he says, you and I, we are also worthy. And he says, if we don't defile our garments, then we can walk with him. Praise the Lord. Not only walking with him, but we shall walk with him in white. Praise God. We will walk with him in white. And the thing is, he is not going to wear any different color. Praise God. He is not going to wear any different color. He is also going to wear the same white. And so there will not be any difference. Praise God. He is wearing, we are wearing the same garment with him and walking with him. That is what we call that adoption. When he raises us up to sit in heavenly places with him, where we become what? Joint heirs with him. Wearing the same garment. White. Amen. So this morning, we have a topic here, looking for that city. Looking for that city. We know that there is a man called Abraham that God called. And he obeyed the call of God. And he was looking for that city. Amen. And before we read our text for today, brethren, I still want to say something, that let us be praying for one another. Amen. Let us be seriously be praying for one another. Praise God. Because Jesus himself, he prayed for the disciples. He prayed for them. When you turn to John 17:9, he said, "I prayed for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine." Amen. So whilst even Jesus was on earth here with the disciples, he still had to pray for what? The disciples. So brethren, let us not forget. Let us pray for one another. When we go down our knees, pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Because we see that the devil is so determined to bring down any child of God. Amen. The devil is hunting us down. And we need our only weapon is prayer. Pray for me, brother. I need your prayer. Amen. Praise God. For me, I need your prayer. And we believe that we need to pray for one another. You see, Jesus even himself told Peter, he said, "Simon, Simon, the devil had what? Wanted to have you. But I have prayed for you." Amen. See? The devil had wanted to take you up and sieve you like a wheat. But I have prayed for you. And let's turn to that scripture. That's somewhere Luke 22. Luke 22, 31, 32. And the Lord said, Simeon, Simeon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, and that he may sift you as what? As wheat. See? But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. See? I've prayed for thee that thy faith fails not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. Let us be praying for one another. This morning, the Lord said you are worthy to walk with him. Amen. He said we will be what? We will be dressed in white. And we are all in white this morning. But if there is anyone that in your heart you still carry about tattered garment, please put it down. Amen. Just like when Jesus called unto blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming his way. And he started crying. Oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me. You son of David, have mercy upon me. And there were many people that were what? The crowd. There was a lot of noise. But yet, Jesus heard that one voice. Because it was crying by faith. And when Jesus called unto blind Bartimaeus, come forth. What did he do? He put away his garments. Praise the Lord. Because he wanted to receive what? A garment of white. Let us continue to be praying for one another. Shall we rise? If my robe is white, when he calls, I will answer.
When they say, I will answer when he calls for me. I will hear when Christ
says, my brother, speak everything from your heart.
I will answer. I will stand when I listen for my name.
Listen, I'll be somewhere.
Listen for my name.
Oh, I'll be somewhere.
I'll be somewhere. I'll be somewhere. Listen for my name. My heart is right when he calls me.
Oh, if
my heart is right, I will hear. My heart is right when he calls me. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
For my name,
I'll be strong.
Yes, Lord, one of these days, oh God, we will hear our names. Father, we know that there will be that great call. Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Amen.
Wake up and take your lamps and stream them. Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, none of your children will miss that day.
Amen.
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, strengthen us, O God. As we go through, O Lord Jesus, these times where the devil is so much against your children, O Lord, Father, strengthen us, O God. Father, help us, Lord. Renew us, Lord Jesus. Expose the enemy, O Lord. And Father, as we stand before you this morning, as you said you walk with us in white, we believe the Lord. We've put on our white robes. Father, speak to us. Prepare us, Lord, as we sit to God to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we keep on standing as we read the word? Our text this morning, we have two texts. The first one is Genesis 12, 1 to 3. We've been hearing it many, many times. And the second reading will be Hebrews 11, 8 to 10. They are scriptures we have been hearing every day. But this morning, let us hear what the Lord has for us. First reading from Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Let's hear the word of God. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Second reading, Hebrews 11, 8 to 10. Again, the Spirit says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed.
Amen.
And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
He looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Lord, bless your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we be seated? This morning, let us start this morning by asking ourselves some questions this morning and try to see if we have the answers. And the first question I may ask is that, what are you doing on earth here? What are you doing on earth here? And then I may ask also, where do you come from? Where do you come from at all? I'm not talking about if you come from Zimbabwe, you said I'm from Harare. No, I'm not talking about that. Where do you come from? And then, if you have the answer, where will you be going from here? Where would you be going from here? You know, there has been many renowned writers of literature and sciences. And these questions, they've tried what? To answer them. They've done everything to answer them. The prophet himself, when he was preaching the impersonation of Christianity, he asked these same questions. The prophet said, human beings, that God's a soul within you, who are you? Where did you come from? And whence are you going? And then the prophet said, think this now a minute. Think this now a minute. Why are you here? And where are you from? And where will you be going? And that's what I was saying, that many renowned writers of literature and sciences, they've been trying to answer this question. And some will begin to bring in evolution and mammals and atoms and other things. Do you know one thing? I went to the internet and began to look. I said, what is this evolution at all? And I copy and pasted just a small portion. I want to read it to you. You see that men are really confused. Amen. Men that would not accept God, they are confused. Praise the Lord. They are confused. You know, listen, he said the study of human evolution involves many scientific disciplines, including physical, anthropology, primatology, archaeology, paleontology, ethology, linguistic, evolutionary psychology, embryology, and genetics. What is this? Oh, praise the Lord. Then my head started going round. Just listen to a few here. He said, genetic studies show that primates diverged from other mammals about 85 million years ago in the late Cretaceous period, and the earliest fossils appear in Paleocene around 55 million years ago. The family of hominidae diverged from Lobitidae, family also 15 to 20 million years ago. And around 14 million years ago, the Poginae orangutans, I know that when I read that, I know that it's one of the monkey families. Praise the Lord. Orangutans diverged from a hominidae family. Bipedalism is the basic adaptation of the hominy line, and the earliest bipedal hominy is considered to be either Sahelanthropus or Oroni with the Adipitosus. Oh, my brother, my sister. What is this? Did you understand anything? If you say you will not take God, you get confused. Look at this. Did you understand anything? Amen. It's all about what? Something, theology. But we have an answer. Amen. As the prophet said in the message book, The Waters of Separation, he said, there is only one book can tell you that. That is, and when he said, this is it, I believe the prophet raised the Bible. Amen. Amen. He said, this is it. It tells you who you are, where you came from, and where you are going. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And it is the only book there is. That's the Bible that will tell you who you are, where you come from, and where you are going. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And now, let's come down to ourselves now. When you go to any part of the earth, any city, any town, any village, you see people moving to and fro. Of course, they are going somewhere, and some are looking for something. But this morning, we ask ourselves why we are here. Praise the Lord. What are we looking for? Why are we here? What are we looking for? You could have been in your home and be sleeping and resting, but you have come all the way, be seated here. What are you looking for? We are going to talk about one great man of the Bible. He was looking for a city. Amen. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God, which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And I believe we are also what? The seed of this great man. And so we got to also be looking for that same city. We got to be looking for that same city because we are the children of this great man. Amen. So that's what we read. When the prophet said, Abraham, let's look at our text first. Now God said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land which I'm going to show thee. And I'll make thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Oh, amen. Now let's look at this. He said, I will bless them that bless thee. Let's watch these things. I will bless thee. I will bless them that bless thee. My brethren, it is always good to bless. Let us learn that, to bless all the time. Don't curse, bless. Amen. Because you don't know. The one you are cursing, maybe he's not to be cursed. See? And when you curse, as God is saying, he will also curse you. So bless, to be on the safer side, bless everybody. Praise the Lord. Bless everybody, my brother, my sister. Let's look at Romans 12:14. Bless everybody. It says, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Praise the Lord. Even those who are persecuting you, my brother, bless them. Don't curse. Let's look at Matthew 5:44. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. My brother, bless everybody. Amen. 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 Never use your lips to curse anyone. Amen. Let only blessings come from your word, from your lips. Amen. Amen. He said, our language might be what? Seasoned with salt. When we look at Matthew 5, 10, 11, the Beatitude. Matthew 5, 10 and 11. He said, blessed are they. So you will be blessed. Even if people persecute you for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. One time I was telling you, right before a big congregation, a minister just stood up and began to what? Derail the prophet. He said, Mr. Branham, you seated here, you are an antichrist. See? He derailed him right in the presence of what? The great congregation. And the prophet said, he carried on all day. And the ministers around had wanted to what? Restrain him. But the prophet said, leave him. Amen. Amen. Because I need it. I need all what he's saying against me for righteousness' sake. I need it because he knew. He said, blessed are they which are persecuted. Amen. Amen. So my brother, my sister, listen to what God is saying here. He said, I'll bless them that bless thee. So let us bless so that we receive blessing. Amen. But he said, curse him. I will curse him that will curse thee. And in thee shall all families be blessed. Then looking at our second reading, Hebrews 11, 10 to 8 to 10, that by faith Abraham, when he was called out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, he did what? Obeyed. Amen. Obedient to the word. My brother, my sister, obedience to the word. That is what God is looking at. Is that by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him. And he looked for a city that had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. My brother, this morning, when God called Abraham, he was 75 years. When he called him to come out, he was 75 years, and Abraham obeyed. And that call, the prophet calls it what? Total separation. He asked him to separate himself from the family, from his kindred. And so the prophet said, the Holy Spirit calls for total separation. When you are called, and we have been called with our white garments, with our hearts so clean, we heard and we responded. As from the song that we sang just now, if my heart is right, when he calls, I will hear. Our hearts were what? Right. So Jesus called us and we were able to answer. And that's why we are seated here. Praise the Lord. And so number one thing, to be obedient to his word. And number two is what? To separate. And the separation must be what? Total separation. He said he wants you to sojourn in a strange land. When you have separated yourself, consider yourself that you are sojourning in what? A strange land. Don't take it that because we have left our countries, I believe all of us here have traveled from our countries to be here. That is not the strange land he's talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even if you are right in your birthplace where you were born, it will be still what? A strange land. It should be a strange land. Praise God. You are not from that land where you were born. You are not from there. And so when you have been called, that moment you have been called, even right in your village, in your town, in your city, you are still in what? You're in a strange land. That is what the prophet is saying. He said, I want you to sojourn in a strange land. And then you said, you have never walked this way before. It's a walk. It's a way that you have never been to it before. But he's always there to lead you. Amen. He's always there to lead. He's always there to fight. He's always there to show you the way. Praise God. And the prophet continued and said, but I want you to separate yourself so you can walk with me. Amen. If we separate ourselves, then he walks by our side. And always, we are always dressed the same in white. Praise God. There's no different color. He will not wear something different to show that he is what? The above. No, sir. Christ is not like that. Amen. And the prophet was saying that it is not like how the world does their own thing. Because if you go to many churches today, immediately you enter there, you can know who is the pastor over there. Praise the Lord. Because he is dressed differently. He's dressed differently. He has a very high chair. But when you come here, if nobody tells you this is the pastor, you never know who is the pastor. We are all dressed the same. Praise the Lord. That's the spirit of what? Christ Jesus. He never wanted to do what? To raise himself above his own children. Amen. That's why he talks about adoption. That when you are adopted, I bring you onto the same level with me. You sit in heavenly places with me. You want to be a co-heir with me. Praise God. And now, let's look at another one. He said, you will be among strange people and speaking strange language. Amen. Speaking strange language. That was what we just talked about. My brother, whatever comes out of your mouth, let it be what? Oracles. Let it be blessings. Amen. That's the language. Your language is different. Your language is what? Heavenly language. It is not earthly language. Amen. There are some language a Christian is not supposed to utter from your mouth. And even it is not here, so it will never come. A true Christian, it will never come out. Praise the Lord. Because the spirit in here is the spirit of God. And the spirit of God will never say filthy things. It will always say what? Things that are blessing. Amen. Let's watch these things, brother. They are all here for us. He said, then he went on and said, every man that is born of Christ separates himself from sin immediately. If you are born of Christ, he said, you separate yourself immediately. He said, total separation. It causeth, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. Amen. If we separate ourselves, the Lord God, he will receive us. Amen. My brother, listen. God himself, right from the beginning, he laid that foundation of what? Separation. He laid the foundation of what? Separation. Because the Bible says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form. It was void. And what? Darkness was upon the deep. Praise the Lord. Then the Spirit of God moved over that darkness. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. And listen to what the Bible says. It said, and God saw the light was good. Open up Genesis 1:4. And God saw the light that it was good. Amen. See? Something good. And so what did God do? He divided light from darkness. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He separated light from darkness. And the Bible tells us what communion has what? Light with darkness. Right from the beginning, God made sure that good is separated from what? Bad. Let's read the verse 5. And God called light day, and darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were what? The first day. First day of creation. What happened? Separation. What? Light from what? Darkness. God laid that foundation. And today we want to mingle ourselves with things of darkness. Oh, my brother. Watch. You can never be in light and at the same time be in darkness. You are one of them. This afternoon, before you leave here, make your decision. If you are one day in light and another day in darkness, my brother, separate yourself. Separate yourself from what? From darkness. Amen. The prophet asked a question here. He said, do you know why you are a Christian? He said, because in the message book, God called us, He said, do you know why you are a Christian? He said, because God called you. You never seek God at any time. No, sir. It is God seeking you. He said, no man at any time has ever sought God. God sought man. So if God has called you, God has taken it upon himself to come looking for you, praise the Lord, and place you in the light, why do you want to go back to darkness? Look at the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. See? God leading them to a place, a land that is flowing with milk and honey, a possession where the resurrection will take place. Oh, praise the Lord. And then, just in the middle of their journey, many wanted to go back. Watch these things, my brother. And the prophet quoted, he said, no man can come unto me except the Father has drawn him. See? So it is God that always called. God has called us, my brother. Let's remain in the light. He is what? He's a God of light. He is the light of this world. And as long as he's called us, let us remain in the light and walk in the light, because we are children of the light. He separated light from darkness. Let's separate ourselves from things that are what comes from darkness. Amen. And the prophet was quoting in the Garden of Eden, when man sinned, did man started looking for God? Rather, man went and hid somewhere. But it was God that went looking for man. See, we were sinners. And God came looking for us. He has brought us to light. Let us always what? Remain in the light, my brother. Praise God. Now we come to our man, our great man, Abraham. Now Abraham has been called. Come out from that darkness. I'm leading you toward into light. Amen. And the question is, it should be what? Total separation. He said, the Holy Ghost demands what? Total separation. When the Holy Ghost calls, it is what? Total separation. And did Abraham separate himself totally? No, sir. When he was going, he took along what? Something along. Praise God. He took along Lot. He took along what? His father. And that never made it what? Total separation. And when you look, because of what Abraham did, from that day, God never appeared unto Abraham anymore. As long as Lot was still with him, God never appeared unto him. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Yes. And there was always confusion. There was always trouble in the house of Abraham, because he didn't listen to God. The separation was not what? Total. But one day, when now he decided that enough is enough, now Lord, separate yourself from me. Let's read Genesis 13, 14 and 15. Genesis 13, 14 and 15. You see? And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, you see, after darkness had been separated, praise the Lord, then God came. He said, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northwards and southwards and eastwards and westwards. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. The moment the separation became total, then God came down to do what? To fulfill his promise to Abraham. My brother, until darkness have been gone, God to come and bless us, it will be difficult. It's not difficult. It won't happen. Amen. It will not happen. And so now Abraham, God now has come. God now walking with him. God now, Abraham now in white, walking along with what? His master. But today looks so the same. I said, Abraham, my friend, praise the Lord. Now the question is, did Abraham find a city? Did Abraham find a city? And the answer is yes, sir. Amen. He found the city. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let us read something from Hebrews 7, 1 to 4. We will get the answer there. Abraham met the king of that city. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Abraham met the king of that city. Amen. The city that he was looking for. Amen. He met the king. Oh, hallelujah. My brother, if you be sincere to yourself and be looking for that city, you will meet the king of that city. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, for this, now, Hebrews 7, 1 to 4. For this Melchizedek, the king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Before we go, let us, he said, the slaughter of the kings, because I want us to what, digest everything here. What happened about this at the slaughter of the kings? Do you know the story about it? Amen. Amen. You know, one day report came that some four kings have attacked Sodom and Gomorrah, and they've taken all the people, most of the strong men, out of the city. And amongst them was Lot, you see. Lot was also taken. And so when the report came to Abraham, oh, Abraham gathered his men. Abraham had men that he has trained in his own house. Oh, hallelujah. We are trained men of God. And we can be called to battle at any time. That's why we are what? Soldiers of the cross. That we must always be ready. Amen. You know what is going on around the world now. See? Last time I was in town, I saw military movement. They were moving a lot of military arsenals and other things. What were they going to do? I believe the wind that is blowing now, every nation wants to put his soldiers on alert. So they had to go and do some probably some exercises and put on. Amen. Because it needs so. So for them, unless trouble has come, before they begin to what? Train. But we, the soldiers of the cross, we are always what? Ready. Amen. Amen. We don't need what? Time to train, my brother. Don't rest. Don't relax. That was the disease of the first church age. Ephesian church. He said they relaxed. Amen. Let us not relax. Always with our weapon. Always ready, oh, to fight the enemy. Praise God. And so, Abraham's men, this was not the time for them to train them. They were already trained. Praise the Lord. They were already trained, already ready for battle. So when the report came, Abraham immediately took what? His trained what? Men. Already trained men. And they went in there, chased those people, the four kings. And they were able to what? Rescue Lot. Praise God. They rescued Lot. Abraham rescued his nephew. And that's what he's saying here. When he was returning from the slaughter of the kings. Oh, yes. Now you understand. When he was returning from that battle, then he met a certain man. Oh, hallelujah. He met a certain man. And the prophet said, the thing is, if you are spiritual, when you meet something, you see that that something is different. Because the things of God is what? Is spiritually discerned. And so if you are spiritual, if you see a thing of God, you are able to discern. So when he met that man, he saw that that man was what? A different man. Oh, praise God. He was a different man. And so, what did Abraham do? Verse 2. He said, to whom Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First being by interpretation, he was what? King of righteousness. And after that also king of Salem, which is what? The king of peace. This man, king of what? Righteousness. King of peace. Abraham was able to discern that this man was somebody special. Amen. Praise God. And he gave him a tenth of all the spoils that he has what? Been able to take from the battle. Gave him a tenth because that is what his word is for him. So whom do we give a tenth to? Whom do we give a tenth to? The Lord himself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He could see that this man, it is what obligatory for him to give a tenth of what? A tenth of his spoils. And we give a tenth to us of all that we have. To whom? To God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you know that when you read from that portion, that the king of Sodom also came and said, you give me these things and you can take. Abraham said, look, I don't need anything. Take everything that you, take everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But he did what was what? Right. He gave the tenth to this man. He said, this man now, let's look at this man. The king of righteousness, the king of Salem, which is the king of peace. He said he's without father. Amen. He's without mother. Without descent. Amen. Having neither beginning of days. Oh, hallelujah. Nor end of life. Amen. But made like unto the Son of God. Amen. And abideth what? A priest continually. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Has no father, has no mother, has no descent, has no beginning, has no end. Who is he then? The Almighty God himself. Oh, hallelujah. The Almighty God himself, a priest continually. And verse 4 said, now consider how great this man was. Consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. Praise the Lord. And so, my brother, let's listen to what the prophet said here before. He said, the king came down from Salem and met Abraham, coming from the slaughter of the kings. And this king didn't have a father, had no mother, had no beginning, had no ending. Who did Abraham meet? Amen. Amen. Who did Abraham meet? And now, my brother, look at the whole thing now. If this man had no beginning, had no ending, then this man is here. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is still alive. This man is here. Oh, a priest continually. Oh, preaching to his children. Leading his children. A priest continually. Has no mother, has no father, has no beginning, has no end. Then he's here. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God himself. He's here. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, what is this Salem, the king of Salem? He said, Jerusalem which is above.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Jerusalem which is above.
Amen.
That is the city.
Amen.
That has no foundation.
Amen.
Whose maker and builder is God.
Amen.
The king of Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, not today's Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. He met him. Praise God. Abraham found that city because he met the king of that city. He met the king of that city, my brother. Oh, I'm beginning to feel it. Oh, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's here. And we are supposed to meet him. We are supposed to find him also. We're supposed to find, looking for that city. That is why. That is where we are going. Looking for that city. That's where we are going. Amen. If you don't know where you come from or what you are doing here, the most important thing is that know where you are going. Amen. Know where you are going. Looking for that city. Because that is what? Our final destination.
Amen.
Abraham met the king of that city. Amen. Let me just read what the prophet said. He said, what Salem? He said, that Jerusalem which is above. That Abraham was searching, trying to find a city whose builder and maker was God. He wandered about in sheepskin and in goatskin everywhere, destitute, wandering, and seeking a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. And he met the king of Salem coming down, and he paid him a tenth of the spoils. And the prophet said, amen. Amen. That is him. And then the prophet called, oh, Brother Graham. That is him. That is him.
Amen.
He called a brother from among the congregation. He said, that is him. Amen. He's here this afternoon. That same king of Salem has been living today.
Amen.
He's living today.
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. And the question is, have you met him? Have you met him? Abraham gave to this king what he was due. See? He gave to this king what was due him. And if you have truly met him, your life also will tell. Amen. We must also give what is due to him. Praise the Lord. Abraham gave what was due to the king of Salem. And if we have met him also, let us give what is due to him. And what are the things that we have to give to him? I think there's something in Romans 12. What should we give to him? The scripture just came to my mind. Romans 12, I believe so. Is it Romans 12? Romans 8. I've opened Corinthians. Oh my. Yes. Romans 12. You know one thing? I left my Bible today in the house. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Romans 12, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now we also have to give what is due to him. If only you have met the king of Salem, the king of the new Jerusalem, then he's saying, Abraham, our father, gave what was due to him. We must also give what is due to him. And that's what Paul is saying here, that I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. Holy. Not any ordinary, but it should be holy. Acceptable unto God. Which is what? Your reasonable service. My brother, we must give what is due to him. And now, that's the challenge to you and me now. Are we giving what is due to him? Are we giving what is due to him? Let us answer this question ourselves. The prophet said, that's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. See? That's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. Is put everything you got right to the forefront for Christ. All your strength. All your soul. All your heart. All your mind, everything that you got, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's what is due, and you have them. Give it to him. Oh, my brother, how sometimes we find it really very difficult. It is true that in this world we are living in, the Pharaoh has given us a lot of things that... It binds us down. We cannot come to church all the time because of this and that. Yeah, there are genuine reasons why sometimes we don't come to church. But my brother, my sister, if you have the free will, if there is nothing that is holding you, my brother, have you met the King of Salem? Have you met the King of Salem? Then give what is due to him. Amen. He wants you. He bought this church with his own blood. And he sanctified it with his own blood. So that he himself can come in and fellowship. And so he's always here. Praise the Lord. He's always here. Why should he sanctify at the church with his own blood? He said, Christ loved the church that he sanctified it with his own blood so that he can present to himself a glorious church without wrinkle, without spot. Amen. A holy church without blemish. And you are the one he wants to present to himself. Praise the Lord. And he's here all the time to fellowship. When we have the time on our hands, my brother, my sister, give what is due to him. Amen. God wants fellowship. Amen. Amen. He wants fellowship. My brother, the little things that we overlook, let's watch it. Praise the Lord. Let's watch it. The prophet continues that when you are doing anything, do it right or don't do it at all. Amen. Amen. If you are doing anything, do it right or don't do it at all. See? Just leave it alone. You are going to be a Christian. Put everything that you've got to Christ. That's your time, your talent, your everything. Praise God. Give it to him. Looking for that city. You got to meet the king of that city. He is still here. Amen. He's still here. He comes our way every time. And how we miss him many times. He comes our way every time. Every hour, every minute, every second, the King of Salem comes our way. Do you believe it? Amen. If he's not by your side, my brother, you won't be seated here. Amen. He comes our way every day. And the question is, how has been our attitude towards him? He's in your brother. Huh? The King of Salem, he's in your brother. The King of Salem is in your sister. You see him every day. And how is your attitude towards him? Praise the Lord. You meet him every day. He's in your sister. He's in your brother. So how has been your attitude towards him? The King of Salem. My brother. Let's watch these things. We are looking for that city.
Amen.
Amen. And we go to meet the king of that city. And we have been meeting him every day. Let's watch it. Amen. Another time, look at the way how this great God visited Abraham. It talks about one day he was seated in front of his tent and he saw three men coming. Praise the Lord. He saw three men coming. They were not dressed in anything so special. The prophet described, he said, the whole of their feet was what? Dust, with all dust. Their clothing, not even that, and in everything, that's what? They look to be people that have traveled for far. Amen. And as he was seated there, when he saw these three men, oh, praise the Lord. Spiritual things. You can descend if you are spiritual. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he ran out to go and meet them. And the one in the middle, he just bowed. My Lord, will you pass in to have a rest so that I can wash your feet? Where was it written that he was what? The Lord. Where was it written? But something in here begin to what? Because the same spirit, my brother, the same spirit of God in you, I meet you, the same spirit in you. Oh, yes. And he went, brought them in. Praise the Lord. Washed their feet. And immediately went amongst his pen and God what? A lamp. And gave it to the servant to dress. And gave it to what? The wife Sarah. Praise the Lord. To nurse them. Prepare food. And look at the Almighty God. Seated eating together with what? Abraham. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what the scripture says in Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. Give it to me. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. Hebrews. Is it not 13? Hebrews. Give me the full, let me see. He said, let brotherly love continue. Yeah, verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
Amen.
You see? Never look down upon anyone.
Amen.
Never look down upon anyone, my brother. Amen. Even if he's sitting at some corner where probably he's drunk, or don't look down upon them. Amen. He might be what, a child of God. Bless. Pray for that person. Amen. The Lord have mercy upon this man. Have mercy upon this woman. Praise God. He might be what? A child of God. The time has not yet come for him or her. For him to be called into the fold. Does it? He brought them in. Praise God. And served them. And the prophet was saying, he said, while they were eating, their eyes were towards what? Sodom. Amen. Then something began to work in Abraham. Yeah. Why are they looking towards Sodom? Why are they looking towards Sodom? Praise the Lord. Amen. Then when they finished, they were about to go. Abraham asked, could you hide anything from your servant? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And God said, let's turn to Genesis 18, 17 to 19. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that things which I do? Amen. Oh, brethren. If we meet him, the king of Salem, he will never hide anything from us. Amen. He will never hide anything from us. He will reveal all what is in him to us. Oh, praise God. He will reveal it to us. He said, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, I know him that he will command. Now listen. He said, for I know him that he will command his children as you and me. His household, you and me, after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord. So the Lord knows you right from the beginning. That you will be obedient to him. That is it is written here. That I know that Abraham will keep his children. And they shall keep the way of the Lord. My brother, if you are not keeping the way of the Lord. Watch it. Because Abraham's children. God says, I know they will keep what? The way of the Lord. I know. And what God says, it is yea and amen. It is finished. It is true. Praise God. God, children. And they were looking towards Sodom. And Abraham knew that something was going to happen. Praise the Lord. So God could not hide from Abraham. And he told him. He said, Lord. He knew that his nephew Lot was in what? Sodom. Look at the way how the two of them came into what? That antagonism came between them. Always argument, always problem. Oh, if it were to be me, knowing that, God, go and destroy the place. See? Go. You're going to burn everything. Don't let anyone even escape. See? If it were to be me, maybe. Because the brother has hurt me. Finish him for me. Huh? Lot has been a real thorn, has been a thorn in my flesh when he was here. Finish all of them. See? Just like when Saul was presented to what? David. The disciples, the servant said, Lord, now let us finish him. He said, hold on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Abraham! All that Lot did against him. When even he asked him, hey, Lord, look round. Just look wherever you want. If you take east, I will take west. Lot looked round and saw where the fertile land is. He said, I like this place. And left the stones for what? Abraham. All these things he did to Abraham. Praise God. But Abraham, let's our father. Let us not what? Avenge ourselves. God says, vengeance is mine. Pray for your brother even if he persecutes you. Pray for him. Praise the Lord. And Abraham asked, please, Lord. So if there are 50 men, 50 righteous people in there, will you destroy the place? He said, no. At least he knew that Lot, 50, he will be among. Praise the Lord. Because he knows the Lord. 50, he said, no. He said, what about 45? He said, no. Please, what about 40? He said, no. He said, God, please, don't be annoyed. Don't be annoyed with me, please. What about 30? He said, no, I'm not. Hey! Now it was getting closer. It was getting tight now. He said, please. It's in there. He said, please, don't be annoyed with me. What about 20? He said, no. Hey! What about 10? He said, no. The Lord, please, my nephew is there. Please. Because he knew that Lot's family, they were more than 10. Praise the Lord. And so if 10, still God will destroy the place. God cannot find even 10 righteous people in Sodom. So he's going to destroy the place. He knew that Lot is what? Lot's head is what? He's already inclusive. He pleaded. See? He pleaded for him. And God said, okay, I will save him. Praise the Lord. How many people came out? Three. Even the wife who had added to make four. Because of gossip. See, gossip. When she hid behind her. All the cries and all the wailings and all those things. Oh, my brother, my sister, don't look back. Amen. Don't go back to your former things anymore. As Paul said, all these things, I count them as dung. But what I go forward, pressing on to the mark for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Why do you want to go back again? Look back for what? What is there for you? If we have come into the light, my brother, behind us is darkness. Christ before me, the world behind me. I'm marching forward to that city, looking for that city. Praise the Lord. She looked back. See? My brother, let us not look back. Amen. In closing, let us look at one or two things here. What the prophet said. He said, I can't keep from Abraham, seeing that he is the heir of the earth. Amen. He said, I reveal my secrets, other words, to those who are heir of the earth. I reveal my secrets to them. He said, that's where the church ought to be today. I'm reading from the prophet. That's where the church ought to be today. That's right. Get the secrets of God. Amen. Know how to hold yourself. Now listen to him as we close. He said, know how to hold yourself and act and what to do and how to walk and how to live. Amen. That we are heirs of the earth. He reveals it to you because he won't keep nothing back. That's why we are watching these things to come to pass. Oh, watching for that city, looking for that city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. He said, blessed are they that are meek. for they shall inherit the earth. For they shall be called the children of God. Amen. Is that he makes his secret known to them, reveals it to them, showing them what to do, how to live, forsaking the things of the world, walking godly and living godly in this present world. Amen. Walking along with him in white. Let the world see what they want to. You are walking in him, walking with him in white. Praise the Lord. So he said, I can't keep this secret from Abraham, because seeing he is the heir of the earth. But he said, for Sodom, I'm going to destroy the place. Praise the Lord. The king of righteousness. The king of righteousness. The king of Salem. The king of peace. Now consider how great this man is. Amen. Without father, without mother, without descent. The musicians start coming. Having neither beginning nor days, nor end of life, but made like unto what? The Son of God. And he abideth a priest continually. He abideth a priest continually. And that same king of Salem has to be living today. He has to be living today. And he is here, looking for that city. You go to meet the king of that city. And we believe we have met him. So let us give what is due to him. God richly bless you. Musicians, God richly bless you. How many love him?
Amen.
Let's just follow the musicians as we just worship him. Amen.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Oh, praise. Because of who I will lift my voice and sing, and I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you, Jesus, and I worship you because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh.
worship him, worship him. Oh, the King of Salem. The King of Salem is here. Your provider is here. Jehovah Nissi. The Lord. He's here. This afternoon. He wants to meet you wherever you are standing. He's standing by your side now. Tell him, Lord, I worship you.
Lord, I worship you, Lord.
Because you deserve it. All that is in me, Lord, I surrender to you this afternoon. My heart, my soul, my everything, my strength, all I give to you, Lord. Because it is no more mine. You place it in me, and I give it back to you, Lord. Yet,
and I worship you because of who you are. I worship you, Jesus, and I worship you because of who you are.
Now let's worship you, just say, Lord, I thank you. Bless his name now. Bless his name now. Say something to him now.
Lord,
yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know
you deserve the glory.
You are that same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The God of Abraham. The King of the New Jerusalem. The King of Salem.
You are great.
You are great. You are great. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. There's no one like unto you, Lord. We bless your name. Give you the glory. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. That is funny, O Lord. You that walk in the midst of your children. You that hold the seven stars in your right hand. You said you walk in the midst of your church. And how true it is this afternoon for us. The Lord Jesus, your presence has been here with us, O God. Father, we thank you, O Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you, the Lord. We came, O Lord Jesus, and there was something on table for us, O God. We bless you, Lord. Give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, now, we surrender, Lord, everything to you, O God. Surrender our thoughts, our minds, our hearts, our strength. Our potential, Lord. Our gift, Lord. Oh, Lord, we place everything to you, O God. Because this is what you do, Lord. So, Lord, we give unto you, O God. Bless Lord Jesus. Lord, help us, O Lord. Wherever, O God, Jesus, there is, Lord. Oh, where the little things that, O Lord, we set us, O God. Father, help us, Lord Jesus. Lift us up, O God. Oh Lord, heal the wounds, Lord Jesus. Bless your church, O God. Bless your church, Lord Jesus. Oh Father, let us never think evil against our brother. Never think evil against our sister. Oh Lord, let it always be blessing. Blessing, O Lord Jesus. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God.
You bless are Lord. More than
equal. Glory. More thank you, Lord Jesus. Than thank
more than
you,
enough.
God. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let that now work in him.
And the honor, Lord, we lift our hands.
Let's worship him now. Worship him. Worship him. Give all that is due to him. Your reasonable sacrifice. Give it all to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
As we live,
thank you, O God.
Day,
oh, we bless you, Lord. Great. You are great, O God. You do miracles, God's Lord.
So
you have never changed the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Like you,
bless you, Lord.
Like
you, who is like us, Lord? Glory be to your name, Lord.
You are great.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
There is no one else like you.
Hallelujah.
No one else like you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There is no one
thank
else
Lord.
Like you.
Thank
you
Lord.
Are great.
Thank you, Lord.
In America, so great. There is no one else like you. There is no
dear Lord, we are so much grateful, Lord, to you this afternoon. Father, you've left your throne to be here with us. Father, we thank you, God. Our father Abraham was looking for that city. So he left even his family. He left the world behind. He left what was dear to him behind. Living in those destitute places. Living in tents, oh Lord, with one thing in his mind, looking for that city.
Amen.
Which has foundation, whose builder and maker is you, God. And Father, you made him found it. You appeared unto him as the king of that place. Lord Jesus, we are the seeds of Abraham. And that Lord Jesus, you said that you knew Abraham, you never hide anything from him because you knew his children will surely also keep the word of God. Father, that's why we're here. Many a time, Lord, there are some weaknesses in our lives. Father, this morning, this afternoon, God, we surrender. Lord, we need your strength, oh God. Well, Lord Jesus, we falter. Please, Lord, lift us up, oh God. Father, we need your hands, Lord, that takes someone from his lost place, oh God, and lift him up onto a place of height, Lord. Father, we ask that, Lord Jesus, even as we have heard these words, let us not be seeking things of our own. Let us be concerned, oh God, about the place where we will be going, our final destination. That we will be looking for that city, which, Lord, we believe we have found. And that we have found the king of the place. Lord, we thank you this afternoon for your word. We pray that, Lord Jesus, as many that were not able to come, what, Lord, you have shared with us, oh God, let it be their portion also. Father, we want to remember our pastor, where he is now, Lord. He's carried the cross over there also. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, you be behind him, O God, and go before him also. And that, Lord Jesus, as he speaks, O God, even to your saints over there, Lord, let your anointing, O God, be upon them. Father, we commit his family, Lord, into your hands. Lord, you bless them likewise. Father, the same also, Lord, we here, O God, as we have surrendered ourselves to you, O God, bless us with your spirit, Lord. Father, we commit our children, Lord, into your hands. As the school starts to reopen now, they are going to mingle with many characters and spirits, Lord. We ask the blood of Jesus Christ to be upon them. Father, never allow any spirit of the enemy infiltrate into them. Lord, keep them, O Lord Jesus. Father, even this moment, as many as we stand here, we want to lift up our hands because of God. There is something upon our hearts, our request. We want to raise it before you. If you have any request, just raise it before the Lord this hour. Oh, Heavenly Father, we've raised our hands. You know our minds, you know our thoughts. You know all that, Lord Jesus, we need, oh God, oh, to make this journey. Father, we pray that, Lord, your children have raised up their hands. Oh, I've raised up my hands also, Lord, because I'm looking for something. Father, meet each and everyone, Lord, according to your mercy, according to your riches, according to your grace, Lord. Father, meet each and everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Bless your church, Lord. Bless as many that have been visiting, O God. Bless each and everyone, O God. We commit, Lord, Caleb and Stephen, Lord, into your hands. We commit, Lord, Emil, Lord, into your hands. We commit our brother, Lord, into your hands, O God. The Lord Jesus, when they go back, oh, go with them, Lord. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. We thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you. Let's sing one song as a testimony. Truly righteous,
Lord comes down. Surely you're round here.
Greet your brother. Greet your sister. Embrace your brother. Embrace him.
And we know we stand in holy ground. His hand is holy. Surely, surely around it, his throne comes down. Surely around it.
Before I forget this announcement, silence. Before I forget this announcement, Lord willing, coming this Wednesday, Pastor sent a message that he wants everybody that is in this church to be present this coming Wednesday. Praise the Lord. Everyone come this Wednesday. God bless you.
Surely around you, his throne comes down.